the extension to October 10th of 2018. This is good news, I assume?
Yes, this is very good news, Bill. Good to be with you this afternoon. I'm very excited about it. The hard work that we did this past session, the bill, House File Number 3 that I chief authored, the accumulation of 2 years' work, it's great that the federal government is acknowledging that and has granted the extension until October 10th, 2018. So there isn't going to be any confusion or any angst about traveling come January or February because of the last extension was only a couple of months. I'm very excited about that. I'm concerned, to be candid, about the ability for the MNLARS system and for the state government to deliver on these real IDs. So now that the federal government, that's all taken care of, now our focus really needs to shift on making sure that that our department here in Minnesota can deliver these real IDs for everyone who wants one.
And just so that folks, so that we talk about the acronyms here, MNLARS is basically referring to the state's new driver's license and vehicle registration system that's been implemented. And there have been some reported problems, depending on whom you speak to. And are you concerned that those might affect the fundamentally the rollout of real ID?
Yeah, you're being generous by saying some concerns, Bill. I think the concerns are voluminous, and they've been going on for a long time. For those that don't follow this issue closely, this system is being worked on now. We're in our ninth year of the federal government doing an upgrade. And for all of us in the business world, 9 years for a software upgrade is a long time, to say the least. It's really a major concern, and it is unfortunate that all the hard work that went into Real ID is really being held hostage by the MNLARS system being successful, because we cannot restrict. I mean, eventually the federal government is going to say, Minnesota, you need to deliver. And they've been working on this MNLARS system for about as long as the governor has been Governor Dayton. So the time has come for this administration to really own up and to fix this system. There was some news yesterday that the governor made about this particular system, about doing some rollouts. I'm indifferent. If we want to roll it out, that's fine. But we need to hit the dates, and they need to hit the dates that were prescribed in the law that I chief authored last session.
The governor, and we asked him yesterday about the problems with MNLARS, and he acknowledges that there have been some. But I'll quote directly from him. He says, I'm not saying there haven't been some serious snafus. There have been, but 99.whatever% of those transactions have been handled smoothly. You disagree with that, Representative?
I'm not disputing with the anecdotal math information that the governor was saying. My concern is that the length of time that this MNLARS system has been under development. We're in our ninth year. I mean, the governor can't dispute that. So maybe there aren't that many quantifiable issues that have been that have come out to the forefront now. But what about the development of this particular system? When are we going to acknowledge that the development of this and the rollout of it behind the scenes is something that, you know, really needs to be looked at? And I know there are, there is a constant monitoring of this system, but that really is where the main concern comes out for Real ID. This isn't just about a license being delayed. This is about families being able to board a plane to go to Disney World. This is about families being able to get on a military base and see their loved one before they're sent off to be put in harm's way. So this is more than just about license tabs or about a regular renewal. The stakes are much higher now, and the governor's administration needs to deliver.
Are you concerned, realistically, Representative, that this whole thing might drag on long enough that the federal government will throw up its hands and say, well, okay, guys, you had a chance, and I'm sorry, but no more extensions? I mean, they've given Minnesota a number of extensions, and the Dayton administration has clearly been lobbying heavily for those. So you still think, in light of that, that there could be there could be problems?
I am concerned about that, Bill, absolutely. The federal government, when many thought that, or some thought that when President Trump took office, that he would relax the restrictions on Real ID, or maybe have that go by the wayside. I've always thought the actual opposite would happen. President Trump really campaigned on issues that the Real ID system is supposed to address, terrorism, immigration issues. And without confusing the issues, the federal government is moving forward with the Real ID system. The bill that I chief authored, you're able to opt into Real ID or opt out. So you have your choice as a consumer, but there isn't any question, in my opinion, that eventually the federal government is going to say enough's enough, and they will not allow our citizens to board airplanes or not allow our citizens to be on military bases and federal buildings as well. That time will come, and I sure hope that the Dayton administration takes these warnings serious enough to make sure that doesn't happen, to put our citizens in peril's way.
And what do you think needs to happen with MNLARS to get it on track then?
I think they need to execute the plan that's been laid out. And they certainly know about what needs to happen because they've been working on it for 9 years. So they know what needs to happen. The time has come for actual delivery of that. And there is not any more time for excuses. They need to deliver.